We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Gunfire in a building in Midtown this morning. At least two people are dead, and cops are looking for several others seen running from that building. Glenn Shuck with what we know so far from West 37th Street this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, it's still a very active police scene. It will be here for quite some time between 8th and 9th here at West 37th Street in Midtown. The focus is on a building here at 354 West 37th Street, kind of mid-block here on the third floor. There's a facility called Nightlife Productions where it's believed the group had gathered at this makeshift recording studio where you can rent out the space to do that recording. The gunfire about 12:20, I'm told, this morning. A targeted shooting. Whoever went in there looking for who they were looking for, again, they found them and started shooting at that gathering here at Nightlife Productions. As you mentioned, multiple suspects, possibly three police looking for. Now, one man was shot in the head. The other was shot in the back. Witnesses say they were both getting CPRs. They were taken from the building, taken over to Bellevue, where both died. We don't have their names or their ages as of yet, but again, two men killed here, 37th between 8th and 9th. We'll keep you updated from the scene on the investigation this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. Live on 37th Street.
Anna Torres answered a knock on the door of her home in Ozone Park yesterday, and she saw a man standing there, and that's the last thing she ever saw because that man opened fire and killed her. Deputy Chief Jerry O'Sullivan says the killer turned himself into police.
Giuseppe Canzai, C-A-N-Z-A-I, is the person that was arrested. That is confirmed. The victim had a son, which is a member of the police department, and we have no reason to believe whatsoever that this incident occurred as a result of his employment with the police department.
Investigators are, of course, looking into whether the victim and her accused killer knew each other. Anna Torres was 51 years old. Somebody opened fire on a car stopped at a light in Newark last evening. Three people were hit, including a 4-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy. Lamont Lanham was working as a security guard nearby when he heard the gunfire.
When I made my way out, I seen a mother jump out the car crying. So I pulled up next to them, and she came and asked me for help.
He talked to CBS, too. The other victim, a 30-year-old man, is in critical condition. The boys are in stable condition. Newark police are trying to figure out who shot them and why. Eric Adams was elected mayor largely on his promises to get crime under control, and since that really hasn't happened yet, his support is slipping, according to a new Quinnipiac poll, which has him pretty deep underwater approval-wise. His approval number, 37%, with 54% disapproval. In February, it was 49% approval, just 35% disapproval. That same poll found 86% of New Yorkers want more cops in the subway. Only 12% disapprove of that. It's 16 years in prison for Nathaniel Glover, a.k.a. Kid Creole of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Prosecutors say he used a steak knife to kill a homeless man in Midtown because he thought the man was hitting on him. Glover claimed self-defense, but the jury didn't buy it and found him guilty of manslaughter. Glover is 62. The victim, John Jolly, was 55. The Yankees' winning streak came to a spectacular end in Toronto last night, as Mark Rene is here to tell us this morning. Mark?
Well, Lee, the score wasn't so spectacular, just 2-1, and the Blue Jays scored what proved to be the winning run in the bottom of the third inning. Well, the spectacle would come in the top of the eighth when Aaron Boone got ejected for arguing balls and strikes with home plate umpire Marty Foster, and the two of them went nose to nose.
I was pretty mad out there, so... Yeah, I don't think, hopefully not any suspension or anything. You know, I kept it in control somewhat.
Yeah, maybe a little bit not in control. Meantime, at Citi Field, the Mets were beaten by the Braves 9-2. Atlanta, 7-run sixth inning after they'd been held to just one hit through the first five. But the good news, Mets and Yanks still have the most wins in baseball with 18. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.